Hello, group leaders. Welcome to the Kevin and Vince Show. I'm kidding. This is the group leader podcast number 30. And with me is Resident Brian and Kenny Atkinson. Kenny, tell the people who you are and what you do here.
So I'm Kenny Atkinson. I'm the community coordinator at Grace Fellowship for the new addition to the building. So my job essentially is to make it busy and manage it during the day and just bless the community that we're in.
Kenny, why did we build that building?
I think Keith did a really good job of explaining it multiple times. It's got to win in three ways. We definitely want to bless the community, so the playland is free every day. The gym, we have open gym every day. We have pickleball in the morning. We have basketball in the afternoon. It's also got to generate some money, you know, to help pay for that building.
How do we do that?
So currently we have multiple athletic partners and the schools. So we partnered with Pickerington Local School District. We have a bunch of elementary and middle schools that are doing their family fun nights and dances here. We have Barcelona United Soccer and Nova Basketball, which are both renting space from us. And then in return, they're hosting a free camp this summer for the community, which is pretty awesome. Those of you who have kids in sports know that free camps do not exist. So this is a really big deal that they partnered with us to do that. It's got a win for Pickerington and Grace Fellowship as a whole. So the ministry's got to benefit from it as well. So it's got to win in all three of those areas to be successful.
Meaning there will come a point when we want people that come to the new building eventually to migrate to church.
That's correct.
Right? And I mean, find
that
Christ.
That is ultimately the goal. I think most people that come in the building are well aware that we are a church.
Yeah.
And the branding of the space is Grace FTC. And the FTC is for the community. That is the point ultimately of the building, is to be in the community and bless the community and let them know, hey, you can come and check out a church and play in the playland and you don't have to feel intimidated or uncomfortable with that.
And while we're on that, What's the website?
The website is graceftc.cc, and then Facebook is graceftc.
Awesome. So how can our, you know, this podcast goes out to all the group leaders, Grace group leaders, Follow group leaders, Care group leaders. How can these leaders who listen to this get involved?
I mean, they can always, like, we have a front desk volunteer that's there every day, Monday through Saturday. We always need volunteers for that spot. Everybody that already does it, I think, really enjoys it. They get to talk to people. They get to welcome people. They can have conversations. And, you know, it's just a really cool space to be able to interact with people that you normally wouldn't. So it'd be much different than, you know, greeting Sunday morning when everybody coming in the door is, you know, rushing to get into the main and get their free coffee. I think it's a great opportunity, especially for people with grandkids or parents with young kids, to bring them up here, get an iced coffee or a warm coffee from the cafe, get a turkey BLT, and, you know, you can sit and watch the kids play in the playland. And the boulder wall, it costs money, but it's inexpensive. So it's only $10 for a family pass for the day. So well, they have one kid or eight kids, it'll cost you $10, and you got to be five and up to do it, so they can do that. And then shoot some basketball or play some pickleball in the morning. But lots of different things to do, lots of places to go. And I've noticed that the community also is kind of discovering that we have a pond that they're allowed to fish in.
Yeah.
And they had no idea about this before. So, you know, that's also something that's a part of this church that a lot of people don't know. You are allowed to come and fish in it whenever you want.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, as you know, Kenny, because you and Kelly were group leaders for a good number of years, one of the things we ask group leaders to do is meet with their people outside of group time. Maybe that's the guy leader meets with the guys and the gal leader meets with all the ladies, maybe for coffee or for lunch or something. And the Garden Cafe is perfect for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually really good. Like, I think a lot of people are surprised at how good the food is, but it's a legitimate restaurant. So it's not like we're taking Egg McMuffins from McDonald's and then repackaging them and selling them back to you. Like, the sandwiches are good. There's lots of different options. There's options for kids as well. So yeah, I mean, we have quite a few people that'll come in and they'll sit at a table for a few hours and just catch up and hang out.
Yeah, and there's great space for that, especially by the fireplace where, you know, it's comfortable chairs, there's plenty of seating in the back. I tell you, one of the things I've seen a fair amount over the last, 6 weeks that it's been open is like play dates. You know, a lot of our younger groups have, they all have kids. And I've seen a number of times where, you know, two or three of the ladies from the groups are meeting here at the playland. Their kids are playing and they're sitting there having a chat. I think that's a win.
It's kind of interesting because, like, at Grace Fellowship, it's meet, follow, share.
Yeah.
And I think the meet and the follow, for me at least, are easier. And then sharing is the hard part. Mm-hmm. So how do you share your faith with somebody who might not be a Christian? Well, this gives you the opportunity to sit in a playland and just talk to people and build relationships. And it's pretty easy to bring it up when you're at a church playland. So I think that's a big way, too, where group leaders or even people in groups, like, hey, you want to share your faith? Come up to the playland on Saturday at 10:30. There'll be 40 moms up here hanging out and dads with their kids. Not hard to do. It's already built in for you.
Yeah. What does it look like throughout, like, a normal day, either a weekday or, like, Saturday? What's it look like in there?
Well, it's kind of interesting. So right now the weather's a little nice, so it's slower than it has been. What I can tell you is when it was a little chillier and rainier, we probably have around 30 people here from 8 to noon playing pickleball. Around 9:30 or 10, that's when the parents start to get here with the little kids and getting the coffees. And, you know, throughout the day, your 10:30 to probably 1 is pretty busy, which is good. The playland's full, the cafe's full, people are eating, people are still playing pickleball, and then later in the day, it kind of slows down a little bit. I think a lot of parents have young kids, and then they got to go pick up the other kid at school. So they kind of got to dip out of there, or it's nap time, one of those two things. But then we have open gym basketball from 1 to 4. So we probably have a group of about 20 to 30 young people that come up and play basketball for about 2.5-3 hours.
So cool. So you have, tell me if I'm wrong in this language, but somewhat of a partner in crime with the FTC, and that's Lindsay Phillips. Tell the folks what Lindsay does.
So Lindsay is our rentals coordinator. So Lindsay, if anything comes to money, that's going to be Lindsay. So booking a birthday party or renting space for a graduation or a wedding reception or whatever the case may be, if you're emailing, email Lindsay. Because if I get it, I'm going to forward that to Lindsay. Yeah. Now, that's not to say I can also make things happen too, but I'm the free one and she's the money one.
Gotcha. So Lindsay Phillips' email would be lindsay.phillips@gracefellowship.cc.
Yep, and I believe the rentals email on the website also goes directly to her. All so right. You can just email. I probably rentals something, Grace.
Yeah.
So, but it's on the website.
Sounds good. Well, Kenny, we've come, unfortunately, to the end of our time. Thank you so much for what you do here. I know myself, I'm sure Brian and the rest of the staff would say, man, we've just seen such an excitement around the new building and all the different people that come here, and the place is full on Saturdays and the excitement. And we've also heard a number of stories of people migrating to church already that have come through the doors of the new building there. So, Kenny, awesome. Group leaders, thank you. As is always the case, take something you've heard out of this podcast and put it into play in your group. Maybe you want to just make an announcement as groups are coming to an end here in a week or two that the FTC building's open all summer. So maybe you want to gather your group and come over, play some basketball, play some pickleball. Thank you all. God bless.